huge, but most people came in on bikes.
I remember speaking to one of those wrens, and they used to sunbathe on a roof somewhere.
Yeah, that was
topless.
On top of the huts, yeah.
And the pilots used to fly past more than once.
Alan Turing used to come in from that gate. He was based at Shenley Brook End.
Who?
Alan Turing.
Oh, yeah.
He used to come in cycling in the most peculiar manner, wearing a gas mask. Now, the reason he was cycling strangely was because a link had gone on his bike chain, and when it hit the rear cog, it would come off. Now, you and I would fix it, but Alan Turing, being Alan Turing, decided what he'd do is he'd work out how far forward he could pedal, then back pedal, and then pedal forward again. And he did that for the entire journey with his gas mask on. And the reason for the gas mask, he thought he was paranoid about mustard gas bombs. But he wasn't, he just had really bad hay fever, and he worked out the gas masks were perfect for coming through the fields.
That is typical, isn't it? The mathematician, work out all the ins and outs of the turnings and what have you. Yeah. Oh!
Now,
never bored.
Did nobody ever spot this mass exodus of people every day and give away the location?
No, well, everyone knew about it. It was a military training facility, that's all. No one believed it for a second. But the most common question that's asked on tour is, why didn't anyone speak about it? Well, firstly, everyone... And effectively, if you've been pedantic about it, they're still under control of that to this day, even though it's declassified. And secondly, you've got to put yourself in the mindset of the people in the villages, who live in the villages at that time. They were terrified. First few years of the war, we were losing badly. And all the time, that propaganda machine is hitting you, saying, loose slips sink ships, careless talk costs lives. People didn't want to know what was going on here. They were worried their best friends were spies, and they could let the secret slip. It's a bit of a different mindset these days, but it's often hard for people to imagine that's how it was. People were minding their own business.
Yeah.
So the other thing that came through there was ciphertext. So the listening stations used to bring up those red forms you saw up in the radio room in Station X. And used to bring them in vans, and that's why we've got Halfords here. So these vans had to be kept on the road, because you'd get up to 30 an hour on a busy day, vans and bikes. So they were all serviced in these custom-made garages. Now in here we've got some vintage vehicles now. Has anyone ever seen the film Enigma?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Now, do you know that lovely scene where Duray Scott and Kate Winslet are going for a little drive in the country? That's the car.
Oh, how lovely.
The Sunbeam Talbot. It's on loan to us very kindly from a Mr. M. Jagger.
Oh.
Who funded the film.
Oh. Jagger Pictures, yeah.
So that's his car?
They're both his cars, actually. The Austin's as well.
Mm. Well, well. A little bit of name dropping never goes amiss.
They're all little bleeps and blops as people drop. So over here we have the Bletchley Park Pigeon Loft, and there were many pigeons based at Bletchley Park during the war, and these were all owned by M.